Well, Sean, Tyrone's most decorated footballer, I suppose, after winning Ulster, or indeed from very early this year, All-Ireland quarter-final in Croke Park, was always the target.
I think it's always the target every year. I think it's where you want to be playing your football, and everyone talks about the bank holiday in August, so we're here now, and whatever's gone before us now is got to be forgotten about. We've motored through Ulster relatively unscathed, and we're arriving in a good place, in Croke Park. And yeah, look, I suppose last year we had the Division 2 National League final to get a run out in Croke Park, but this will be the first one this year, so it's always a special occasion when you step out in that turf, and I'm sure Saturday will be no different.
And as you said, yeah, the experience last year, very important as well. I'm sure a lot of lessons learned from that game with Mayo, especially from the younger players.
Yeah, look, it's very fresh in the memory, not just of the younger players, but even of my own involvement in that game. So I think that will certainly stand to us on Saturday to a certain extent, no matter what happens. We were through that scenario last year whereby things didn't go our way, and obviously myself getting sent off and missing a couple of late chances to equalise, and it was just one of those days where things just didn't go to plan. But yeah, you would hope anyway that within any game of football, there's always going to be parts of the game that's going to go away from you, and I've no doubt Armagh will have their purple patches on Saturday as well. And you would hope that experiences like last year's Mayo game will stand to us and help us along the way through those tough parts of the game.
Yeah. Before we talk about Armagh, just your flick back on Ulster there, you said you came through relatively unscathed and pretty easy. You know what, 11 points against Derry the first day, 9 against Donegal in the semi-final, 8 against Down in the final, wasn't it? I think so, all pretty easy. Are you a little bit untested, or is that a nagging worry or a fear?
It's hard to know, I suppose.
Kerry and Dublin find themselves.
Yeah, look, I suppose there's that argument that, yeah, whenever you haven't been in a tight knockout game, it can be a dangerous place to have been in. And I suppose, yet again, we have to draw to the experience of last year, whereby we probably didn't have that experience and the Ulster final, we got through. But I think it's only whenever you lose, you find out an awful lot more about yourself, and that's the one thing probably Armagh have in their favour, in that they took an awful lot of criticism after the Down defeat, and they will have become a much stronger unit through the four games in the back door that they've had to date. So I think they have the advantage in that respect, in that they have certainly been tested, and they've gone to some really difficult places, and none more so even than they were in Westmeath, and Westmeath had a couple of chances, didn't take them, and Armagh then got a point or two to get them over the line, and they did a similar job against Tipperary and a similar job against Kildare. So they have been to places whereby they're almost gone from the championship, and they've dragged themselves back into it. So we have to be wary that they are a bit more battle hardened and streetwise, and we are hoping that last year's experience will stand to us. But Saturday will tell the tale.
Because you know the experience of coming through the back door of having the disappointment of a first round defeat and then getting it, and it is about, you do gain momentum, don't you?
Oh, for sure, and momentum is that one thing in sport you can't define. It's difficult to put your finger on it, but you almost believe that you're just going to continue on that wave that you're riding. We've done it a couple of times, and you almost arrive to the quarterfinals thinking that you're invincible, and sometimes that can continue to push you through the game. So I've no doubt Armagh will arrive very confident on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Four wins in the championship on the bounce is not to be sniffed at, and they're going to be seriously confident, and we have to be very mindful of that, and for sure we'll be respecting them to that effect. But we have to bring what we can bring, and hopefully that'll be enough.
Of course, they have had games in recent weeks as well. You've been idle for, what, 3 weeks now?
Yeah, and there's that argument as well, I suppose. It is hard to get, whenever you do come through the back door, you are battle-hardened, you're tested. As a player, you're just expecting, you know, you go out every week bringing the same sort of level of intensity and level of that red-hot desire that you bring to a championship game. It's obviously difficult to do that whilst you're just training. You know, we haven't been back at our clubs since the Ulster final either. So whilst our training is very competitive and a tough place to be around, it is slightly less intense than any championship game. So yeah, look, Armagh have that going in their favour as well. Yeah.
You've got five All-Stars, I think, three All-Irelands, but six, I think, six or seven Ulster titles. Still enjoying it?
Loving it, just loving it. I loved that first minute of action against Armagh back in 2002 when I got my championship debut. So, okay, I know it's coming to an end, but I've had an amazing run, and I genuinely am still loving every minute on the training field and every minute on the football field, and It's just sad that Saturday could be my last day in a Tyrone jersey, but I've had an amazing journey and I've met some amazing people, and fingers crossed that it'll continue for a few weeks yet. But whatever happens, I'm a happy man.
And a really new look team, a lot of young fellas coming in over the last couple of years. Obviously, that gives great heart to you.
It does. Look, I suppose when you get to the stage of career that I'm at, you're almost looking at the legacy part and trying to leave the jersey in a better place than what you found it and all that. And I've no doubt this Tyrone team will be there and thereabouts and beyond. Will be contesting at the top end of the game over the next few years. I think the last couple of years has really shown that, and I can see the players that are coming through, the quality of them. So I'll be looking on with envy and with pride, but I've no doubt Tyrone will continue to be a top team no matter what happens this weekend.
Of course, brother Colm really has established himself on the team now, and really established himself as one of the key players in the game from a team point of view.
Yeah, look, I suppose Colm had a tricky probably start to his inter-county career. He was sort of a forward at the start. He come from minors. He was a full forward. He obviously played as an orthodox midfielder for a number of years as well. But the last few years, he really has established himself probably as a undisputed, probably best sweeper in the game, the best sort of defensive midfielder as such. And has been a crucial part of our success. There's no doubt in that. The way we play is well set up around what Colm is able to do, and I suppose having that height and strength and ability to tackle has really allowed him to flourish in that role. So yeah, look, it's as a big brother, you're always proud of your wee brother getting the praise, which he rightly is at this point. So I'm a proud big brother.
Armagh is obviously a real local derby for you. Live on the border.
Yeah, look, an awful lot of connections with school. I went to school in Armagh, and yeah, my club actually would be kind of split between Tyrone and Armagh members. And I do an awful lot of business with my business in Armagh, and my wife is an Armagh supporter herself. So it's a tricky one for me on Saturday, but. I think I've become used to it over the years, and it'll be a fantastic occasion. I think as much as people maybe like to paint this picture that Tyrone Armagh are almost hate one another, deep down there's an awful lot of respect there. And I think I remember in the 2003 All Ireland final, watching the Mexican, or seeing the images of the Mexican wave at halftime, etc. You realise that. Whenever they get together, they might talk about hating one another. Whenever they get together, they really are the best of rivals, and there's not most respect there between the two counties. And I'm sure Saturday will be no different.
And you know, neglected to say that probably your direct opponent more likely is going to be your brother-in-law, Charlie Vernon.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting week for sure, and maybe a quiet few days afterwards. But I've actually marked him a couple of times at this stage, and probably none some more as Saturday as in terms of occasion, but. I've obviously built an awful lot of relationships with Charlie over the years, and we both know each other inside out, and that adds to the script, I suppose.
Tyrone came so close last year. The general impression was that you left it behind you in Croke Park against Mayo in the quarter final. Is this year's team, haven't had that experience, are they a better side?
I think so. I obviously hope so, but I suppose I know ourselves. I suppose even going way back to 2002, my first year in the panel, whereby Armagh nipped us after a replay, and we were disappointed that they nipped us. We had chances in both those games to beat them, and they went on to win the All-Ireland, and you know that hurt probably drove us to the All-Ireland in 03, and you sort of hope that that fresh memory of the Mayo game last year will drive us over the line when things get tough on Saturday or in a couple of weeks' time or whenever that may be. So that's a hope within Tyrone. It's a hope within the squad. It doesn't always work out like that, but certainly we've been to that dark day, and whenever things get tough, hopefully we'll be able to draw from the experience from it and strength.